This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
Listener Mel got in touch with us to share his thoughts on the programme and to give us some ideas of what he thinks we should be talking about.
Hi guys, my name is Mel Maidment and I'm a recent subscriber to your show and enjoy listening to your techie chats. I must say though, you do seem to devote a lot of time talking about Android phones and Apple iPhones, when in fact there is so much more tech out there to discuss, especially when it comes to accessibility improvements. Take for example TVs and set-top boxes, and the lack of talking menus and electronic program guides built into them. Now I know that Panasonic released a limited range of TVs with talking EPGs and menus, but they were expensive and not well publicised. I'm aware too of an old set-top box made by TVonix, but I think this only works with Freeview, and for what I've heard, the software is somewhat clunky and unreliable. I can't believe we are in the 21st century and there are still no accessible TVs and set-top boxes available. Text-to-speech technology is not new, it's been out for many years. So why are not the big boys like Sky and Virgin Media not making their set-top boxes more accessible by including talking menus and program guides and catch-up on-demand services built into them? Furthermore, why is the RNIB not pushing these companies and manufacturers to include accessible menus in these devices? Maybe this could be a topic for future discussion on future shows. Thanks and keep up the good work.
Well, I agree. I think we all do. So much so, I've asked John Payton from RNIB to come on and help us answer some of these questions directly. John, thanks for coming on to Tech Talk.
Hi, Stephen.
Really thought it'd be interesting to get you on just to maybe answer some of Mel's thoughts on this, because it is a really interesting discussion. But this is something you do on a sort of day-to-day basis, and I thought, let's just put it straight to you at RNIB. Put that question to you. What is RNIB doing to make these devices like Sky and Virgin Boxes and all of that more accessible, TV more accessible?
So we actually are working with manufacturers. We work at lots of different levels, and so we work with manufacturers, we work with people like the DTG, which is the Digital Television Group, and they set the standards which all TVs will have to work by to make sure that the broadcast information is displayed properly in all TVs. And we work with regulators such as Ofcom, and we've been working at all three of these levels. One of the big things we've been trying to do is trying to get Ofcom to actually legislate, because we find that one of the best ways to get a lasting accessibility change is to get legislation in there. Ofcom created a consultation on accessibility of electronic program guides. So that's the menu that you go through to find the programs you want to watch. And they put a proposal through that certain TVs would have to make those program guides accessible. We hadn't heard anything back from Ofcom, so we've pushed on them and pushed on them, and we're now hoping to get a second consultation, and we're still waiting to find out what's in that that consultation.
So despite the fact that you're actually working alongside the companies, you say you're actually working with the broadcasters themselves, you're also finding that actually to get them to understand your needs, you being RNIB, and that includes all of us, that really Ofcom has to get behind this, Ofcom has to legislate.
I think so, yes. So we've actually got quite far by working with companies like Samsung and Panasonic to get them to put in voluntarily. So actually, there's no legislation that forces Samsung to make their TVs talk or Panasonic to make their TVs talk. We're working with people within those organizations that understand the value of accessibility. We now want to try and make sure that the rest of the market comes up to scratch and the rest of the market catches them up.
Okay, so, you know, to Mel's point, and I get it because I have the same frustrations when I try to use my Sky box and it's not accessible to me in the way I'd like it to be. In fact, you know, I've got the new Sky Q box and it's not particularly accessible at all, although it does have a couple of features in it, but they tend to be more for low vision rather than someone who's completely blind. You know, it does frustrate, and I get that. So what do you say to Mel, you know, who's sitting there right now thinking, I just want to watch television like everybody else? I don't want to wait a year. What do you say to him?
We completely share and understand your frustration. And that is why we're still pushing Ofcom to try and get that regulation in. Because we can work with companies that are already interested in accessibility and work with companies that understand the value of it. But if we don't get that kind of voluntary movement on accessibility, then we need to look to Ofcom to try and force something. So that's why we're speaking to Ofcom at the moment. That's why we'll continue to speak to Ofcom, and why you will sometimes get contacted by the RNIB asking you to lend your voice as well. So if you ever hear about a consultation that we're doing and we're asking you to put your voice in, do. Even if all you want to say is, I just want to be able to watch television, that helps. It shows that there's people out there being affected by this today.
Okay, so it's on us in some respects. I mean, and that makes sense, because we've got to stand up and fight. And I know that it must be frustrating for a lot of people to hear that. It frustrates me as well. But we have to, because if we don't stand up and shout about this, and I'm minded of the audio description campaign, and look how far that's gone. You know, and that was with legislation as well. I mean, although the companies, I mean, BBC has done an incredible job with audio description, but let's be honest about it, would they have done that without the initial Ofcom legislation?
Absolutely. And that's what we mean by the best way to make a lasting change is through regulation. And in fact, the regulation goes up to 10%. And then we worked with people like the BBC and the other public service broadcasters to get a voluntary 20% commitment, and in fact some are doing up to 39%. So
wow.
That regulation doesn't need to be the end point either. We can then go from that and use that as a stepping stone and to ask who's interested in going further.
Okay, so the next question I have to ask is, what can we do? What can Mel do right now? I mean, it's great that he's got in touch with us, and he should do that, and please everyone get in touch if need be, but I think it's important that we point them in the right direction.
Yes, I mean, definitely when we come and ask for responses to a consultation, if you hear about anything like that, do please add your voice, because RNIB will always fight those battles, but it really helps to have people who are being affected by it add their voice as well. And you can contact Ofcom directly and say, what are you doing about this? This is the problem I'm having. This is what we need done. There's nothing to stop you contacting Ofcom individually apart from RNIB and just saying to them, this is really affecting us. We want some change.
Okay, so how do they contact you or your department, John, or the right place within RNIB to start with, if someone like Mel wants to take this further?
So you can contact us at broadcasting.mailbox@rnib.org.uk. And if you want to do that, especially if you want to provide a quote or something that we can use when we speak to Ofcom, because that's something that can really... it can really demonstrate how much it affects people. So if you can provide a quote or a soundbite and say that we can use that when speaking to Ofcom, or if you want more information when a consultation comes around. So if you want us to contact you when this consultation out, so you can add your voice to that. If you just say which of those you'd like to do, that would really help us. And we can also then answer any other questions that you might have.
Okay, John, thanks very much for coming on and telling us, and hopefully that answers Mel's question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.